Welcome to the Kingdom Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Jamie Dixon. For more great content, visit klcmaine.com.
Come on, if you guys can find your seat just for 5 minutes for me before we go, I want to read one thing and I want to make a declaration over our house. You know, we definitely have had and will continue to have a long-standing relationship with Teen Challenge. I mean, the history for us goes deep. It was crazy. My dad was the deed holder of the property that like legally helped them get the land, which is crazy. So we have this long history with what God has done there. We've done work on that land and we've sent people to Teen Challenge. And how many of you guys want to just really believe we are called to continue to partner with all that God is doing there? I want to read one thing to us as a declaration over our house, because what God is doing at Teen Challenge and what we're seeing happen in our Celebrate Recovery program, I believe is actually a calling over our house to see not only recovery, but to see restoration. Does that make sense? And I want to read this, Isaiah 61. This is the passage that Jesus declared when he got up and he read the scriptures. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they will rebuild the old ruins, and they will raise up the former desolations, and they will repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. And they shall call you the servants of our God, and you will eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in the glory you shall boast. Instead of shame, you will have double honor. Instead of confusion, rejoicing will be your portion. Therefore, in the land they shall possess double, and everlasting joy shall be theirs." Jesus, when he declared his ministry, he declared, "We are not just coming to make things better for the future, we're coming to actually restore that which was lost." And I want to declare that Kingdom Life Church is going to be known as a house of miracles. And I love that God heals the sick here. And I love that we see financial miracles and the sick are healed. And I love the things that we see. But it says in Revelation 12:11, it says, "And they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto death." That the testimony of this house will be, "I once was lost, but not only was I saved, but I was given a vision, a purpose, and a future." He says, "Upon you will be double honor." And I believe that so for far too long, much of the church has only believed in a portion of salvation. They believe that salvation gets you into eternity, but few have actually believed that salvation is for right now and is the powerful work of redemption and restoration in our lives. That the moment you received Jesus, a scarlet letter came off of your life, and not only did he help heal what was broken, but he actually gave you a vision, a purpose, and a future. Does that make sense? A recovery doesn't end with liberation. It begins with liberation. Recovery fails when it ends with liberation, because recovery in its most truest sense is not defensive, it's offensive. It's full of purpose and calling. That God is actually, out of the caves of our worst stories and our history, our past and our shame and all of that, God's calling us out of the cave of our shame and he's calling us to become mighty men. When you look at the story of the cave of Adullam, you look at David, he's being chased by Saul and he finds himself hiding in a cave called Adullam. The word Adullam actually means the justice of God. And he finds himself hiding in the cave of Adullam. And there he finds a bunch of exiles from Saul's kingdom. And he finds those who owed Saul money and those who had committed crimes and those who had been excommunicated and the hurting and the broken, those that could never go back to Israel. David finds a community of those that had forfeited their future, forfeited their lives and were hiding. And David in that place, they didn't fight Saul. What they did was is that they honored Saul through their lives, but they also gave their lives to becoming transformed in the cave of Adullam. And the 400 men that he found in the cave of Adullam became the army that when God transitioned them into the kingdom became his mighty men. You guys know the stories. One day there's going to be a killer movie about David's mighty men, right? And David's mighty men, this 400, that the exploits through their life were so extraordinary. They were once exiles, and now they're called mighty. Their name was changed from shame to mighty. And I just feel like that God wants to make Kingdom Life Church like a cave of Adullam. That it would be a place of healing and breakthrough from the exiled places of our life, and that our name would be changed to mighty. And I feel like God is raising up a community of people that don't just believe a portion of the gospel, they believe the whole gospel. That the past is not lingering over your life, but actually it's the very cave that's gonna propel you into purpose and vision and calling. Recovery means to heal, but restoration means to give back. And God wants to give back the glory, give back the strength, give back the calling, give back the purpose. It doesn't just mean to come, one of the things that, you know, we often look at the church as recovery or even restoration is that, like, if a king was taken off of his throne for something that he did, restoration to us looks like, well, maybe one day you can now be an armor bearer to the future king. One, you will never be where you were. You'll only get back 50% of what you once had. But how many of you guys know restoration of the kingdom is not 50%? It's actually 200%. It's actually double honor will be yours. Man, if we're going to be a house of recovery, we have to be a house that believes in full restoration. That this thing will never linger over your life, but we will actually champion and believe who you are when nobody else can see it. When everyone else forgot your vision and the purpose over your life because of the shame that once hung there, we will be the ones that will remember who you're called to be and continue to remind you of that. Champions of restoration. This makes sense. And I want to be a house of miracles. I want to be a house that when the enemy thinks of Kingdom Life Church, he begins to tremble because of the testimonies in that house. Testimonies that if anybody heard the testimonies of what God has done in that house, it will change the world. It will shatter unbelief in a generation when they heard what God has done in that house of people. And so I want us to declare today that we're going to be those that not only partner with a vision of recovery, but we're going to be a house of miracles that partner to see vision, purpose, honor, and justice restored over those that the enemy waged war against. Is that all right? Come on, why don't we stand together?